Control the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into hour number two of the show. I was so distraught before starting hour number one, I forgot to turn our webcam on. So I will be doing that here shortly for those of you that care. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com.
All five or six of you.
People occasionally will go in and watch the cam.
Yeah, some people care.
It's there.
It's two guys talking on microphones, and you can barely see them when actually we're talking. It's probably more interesting during the breaks.
Yeah. Cam.freetalklive.com if you want to see what that's all about. We spent the entirety of hour number one discussing what is essentially relatively breaking news, because I doubt it's going to be broken in very many other places besides Free Talk Live. And that is that the Liberty Dollar, America's number one private alternative currency, really something that's actually backed by gold and silver. How would you describe the Liberty Dollar, Mark?
It's, it's actual metal, precious metals, and they're stamped with a figure on them so that you have some reference point as to what they're worth. And you can use them to trade for items that you want. In the same way that you trade dollar bills for items and services that you want, you can trade Liberty Dollars.
Yeah, it's really a nice little product. It's been out on the market for almost 10 years now, and all of a sudden they've decided to raid the business. Evansville, the home office.
They've gotten all kinds of legal pieces of paper from different bureaucrats saying that they're not breaking any laws and that kind of thing.
Sure. It's been, again, sort of seen as a legitimate alternative private currency. See, it's only counterfeiting if you're trying to pass yourself off or your product off as legal tender. Now, what is legal tender? If you look at your dollar bill, you pull your Federal Reserve note out of your pocket and you look at it, it says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. That means that the government, federal government, has passed a law that says that you have to, if you live in America, you have to accept these Federal Reserve notes for all debts, public or private. That's what legal tender is. Essentially, the government coercing people into accepting these, what are essentially worthless pieces of paper. The U.S. dollar used to have silver behind it back in the day. You can still find silver certificates from before 1934. You can't actually get any silver from them, but originally they were backed. They took that backing away, and ever since, the value of the dollar has been plummeting dramatically. And so that's what the purpose of the Liberty Dollar was to reintroduce a sound currency to the American marketplace and let people voluntarily choose to conduct business in it. And that's what people have been doing for the last 10 years. Now it's all done. Because the federal government and the auspices of the FBI and the Secret Service have gone and confiscated all of the Liberty Dollar's product. Apparently everything they had in the mint as well. And Johnson in Connecticut says he's not surprised. Johnson, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm absolutely not surprised. I'm a little bit bothered by the fact that people weren't prepared for this. I don't want to get down.
You mean
anyone.
The Liberty Dollar, the business people weren't prepared?
I mean, for example, if I had purchased, I think I have one certificate, but if I had purchased more in Liberty Dollar, I would have been a little bit prepared to have it just go away. And I had asked, a long time back, how is this money being guarded? Because it seemed to me, and it's always seemed to me, that a raid or some sort of attempt by the government to get their grubby little hands on any sort of caches of money sitting anywhere in the country is inevitable. And the thing is, to me, that I find a little bit interesting is I can't imagine, for example, a major casino in Las Vegas having a huge stash of money. It wouldn't surprise me if a government wanted to raid that casino, but it also wouldn't surprise me if that's just simply an impossibility for them to do in any sort of an invisible fashion without there being a court case first, a major court case, and a whole lot of media attention. You know, I can't imagine that they were able to just sort of slip in and take all that money. It's like, to me, that kind of says, well, what were you doing? Where was your security? Who was preventing any of this stuff from being just simply robbed from these people?
Well, there was a secure. It was a secure mint. I mean, it was. It's a guarded.
Obviously, not that secure.
It nothing secure from the federal government. I mean, everybody's afraid of these guys. If a federal government goon squad shows up at your place of business tomorrow morning.
Sorry, take me to court.
Well,
no,
hold on, Johnson.
We're not letting you in.
Just a second, Johnson. Now, the mint is separate from the Liberty Dollar because of some sort of transparency issue that I'm not very clear on. But there's a good reason why the Liberty Dollar itself doesn't have control over the metal, and it has something to do with the possibility of cheating people. And so the mint isn't the Liberty Dollar. Mint.
Okay. Well, that might be a very, very, very good point and a very good issue, and I wonder. You know, that sounds like it's a very strong weakness for the Liberty Dollar. Because
it used to be a good
selling
point.
Not predict a raid, it seems very short-sighted.
Well, what are you expecting? I mean, okay, what do you think they should do? I mean, if you're in charge of the Liberty Dollar, what do you do to prepare for this sort of thing?
I would have suggested that they somehow control, you know, that they have some sort of control over their silver, you know, have some hedging bets, offshore accounts.
The reason they didn't do that, and Ian set you up for that, and it's not fair. The fact is, there have been alternative currencies that have done that in the past, and they lied about how much they had in their little vaults. They essentially do what banks do now, and they said, oh, yeah, we got plenty of silver to back up those little pieces of paper.
Mm-hmm.
And so they issued more paper than they had money, and that was really the issue. So Bernard had to have a mint that was separate so that people would trust him.
Right, and he hired somebody to audit.
Had to have. What is had? Who says?
Well, customer demand. Here's why. There's a certain barrier to entry to getting involved in buying these Liberty Dollars. You want to make sure if you're going to have a certificate that says you've got gold or silver in a vault somewhere, you want to know that that person is telling you the truth. So there has to be some level of transparency about where that vault is. And, you know, in fact, Bernard hired a third party. So you've got the third party vault. That's not the Liberty Dollar. Then on top of that, there was also a third-party auditing company that would come in to the vault and count up everything and then produce an audit report, you know, essentially certifying and proving that, yes, indeed, all of the silver is there and accounted for and that sort of thing. So everything has to be above board, and that was a big selling point to people that helped bring people into the Liberty Dollar, because if they were just going to have these certificates but no way to prove that the silver was actually there, who would want to buy them?
Well, I would suggest then, my suggestion based on that, would be that any sort of endeavor like this that were to happen in the future, an auditing company has the ability to travel, and that these types of vaults need to be done in smaller caches internationally. You know, in other words, where you have segments of the gold and silver in different countries.
That's probably a good idea. I'm sure there were things that could have been done to make this a little bit more bulletproof, but, I mean, after 9 years, he probably felt like there was probably nothing that was going to happen. I don't know what, you know, we don't have him on the show tonight to ask him these questions, and it's certainly easy to...
I hope he comes on, and I hope you do. I mean, I feel that that's an important question that definitely needs to be asked, because, for me, this doesn't come as any sort of surprise. It's like, oh, the government stole money from people? Well, gee, isn't that what they do? You know?
Very good, Johnson.
To me, that's like, okay, the government, you know, did what it does. It stole from you, and it stole from your business, and it's, you know, it essentially just taxed. I mean, it came in and essentially said, gold and silver, this is ours.
That's what they did. Yeah. That's what they did. And I understand where you're coming from, that it's not much of a shock to you. Still, it came as a surprise to me how brazen they were about it, how huge this confiscation was, how awful. And that doesn't, even though it may not be shocking, it certainly you certainly I think should still have some concern and empathy for the people.
And you know, the another thing that I was just thinking is, you mentioned something about, you know, Free Talk Live being probably the only source that's going to cover this. And I was thinking that, you know, how great would it be if there actually was either an independent or a non-corporate, non-government funded news network that was actually out there that had, you know, freedom-oriented leanings or liberty leanings, that was actually a major, you know, actually watched news network out there.
That would be great.
What a great spin Ron Paul could have for this.
Maybe
by
someday,
saying, you know, there's currency with my face on it, and it's now, you know, quadruple.
I hope they
value.
Can spin, I hope that Ron Paul can benefit from this in some way. More on the way, Johnson. Thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SaviRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SaviRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SaviRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have a best experience with a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years, and so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 50 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show, front page of the website, easy to download for your convenience, freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click join us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
Talking about a very un-liberty-oriented event that happened yesterday, the Liberty Dollar. The good people over at the Liberty Dollar have had their livelihoods ruined. Their entire product inventory has been stolen. It has their business has been shut down. Their computers have been taken. Everything has been taken from the Liberty Dollar home office. Also, apparently, the mint that they used to create and store many of the Liberty Dollars has been raided as well, allegedly. The mint cannot apparently confirm or deny. They have not confirmed it. They have denied it, which is very strange. We think they might be under a gag order or some sort of secret Patriot Act kind of provision that prevents them from...
The mint that handles the Liberty Dollar.
The Liberty Dollar. Right. Thank you for that clarification. This happened yesterday. People are pretty outraged. People are pretty disgusted, as they should be. Your liberty under attack by this marauding band of thugs calling themselves the federal government. And I want to know from you how you feel. We're going to go right back into the phone calls here, but a quick email from Jason says, I woke up today and was in good spirits considering the direction the Ron Paul campaign has taken over the last month and the thought of my recent commitment to becoming a free stater. Congratulations, by the way, Jason. And then I opened my emails and felt much like someone who came home to find everything they worked their butt off to acquire taken from them. I opened a forwarded email from a good friend of mine. It was from Bernard von Nothaus, the great man behind the Liberty Dollar. I still can't put into words how I felt after reading what the FBI and Secret Service thugs had done to many liberty-loving people, which is, of course, stealing the value behind the Liberty Dollar. Now, if you have the Liberty Dollar silver liberties, the actual silver pieces, you're okay. But if you have the certificates where the silver is being held in a warehouse, then you're screwed. They took all that stuff. And if you had an outstanding check or something like that from the Liberty Dollar, the bank accounts are frozen, so you might as well hold on to that.
Screwed.
Now that I had some more time to think about it, says Jason, what transpired yesterday, I understand that I felt fairly defeated earlier, and now I'm downright outraged, as I'm sure many others are. This is an important day for everyone in this country. The government has yet again shown their true colors. I encourage people to sign up for the lawsuit on behalf of the Liberty Dollar. It might be the only way to recover what is rightfully yours. Donate to the Ron Paul campaign as soon as possible. Do not wait for the money bomb day. Setting records won't free us, but a man like Ron Paul might be able to get us back on track. Amp Free Talk Live so we all have somewhere to express ourselves and join the Free State Project and join a group of courageous individuals who are in search of freedom. Thanks, Mark and Ian, for your devotion to such a great cause. Keep up the good work. I look forward to the days ahead in New Hampshire. Really, it's easy to despair. It's easy to look at this situation and become very despondent, to become depressed. Really, what you should do is use this to create more resolve, to get things done in the future, to get out and get active. If you have yet to get active on behalf of Liberty, behalf of maybe Ron Paul or the Free State Project, whatever it is that floats your boat, gets you excited to get out and do civil disobedience, whatever it is that you think is exciting, now is more a time than ever to get out and get active.
Yeah, you know, people need to be educated on this this issue and lots of liberty issues. If you just see some of the posts at the newspaper article that what was it? I keep on wondering.
The Evansville Press or something like that.
Yeah, it was the CourierPress.com. If you just see some of the posts, I mean, these people are some of the most misinformed people I've ever read stuff from. Let's see. One says.
I'll go to a phone call, Mark.
Yeah,
go ahead. All right, let's go talk to Will in Hawaii. Will, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier line.
Hey, as I was on hold, I was listening to one of the commercials you guys had, and it was talking about, you know, buy the Liberty Dollar to prevent getting ripped off from the inflation of the Federal Reserve notes.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought it was kind of ironic that the federal government has now ripped off everybody that's holding Liberty Dollar certificates.
They sure have.
At the present time.
Yep.
But one thing I wanted to bring up, I was just doing a little research on the Liberty Dollar, well, NORFED website, and in their FAQs, they mentioned that your silver and gold is 100% insured against fire and theft, guaranteed.
Hmm.
I'm just curious, though, if that theft includes
I doubt it.
Yeah.
I doubt it, because the federal government is exempt from all that stuff.
Yeah.
The federal government, they have men with guns that aren't afraid to use them, and they're going to scare the crap out of whoever it is that's, you know, the insurer in that case. You can't keep anything safe from these thugs.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they would have anything to lord over the insurance carriers. I think probably what matters is what's specifically in the policy in that case.
Yeah, that is a fine question, and I'm sure that will be one that hopefully will be answered over the coming days as Bernard, I guess, collects his wits and actually becomes able to do more interviews and talk about this. I can understand that he's probably pretty upset at this moment.
I have one last question for you, actually.
Yeah.
You've mentioned in the past that whenever you use Liberty dollars to purchase things, that you always give your business card and say, you know, if you want to... you know, if you have any qualms about this, I'll buy them back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would you still do that at this point if somebody called you up and said, I don't like what's going on with this?
Well, I suppose I could. I mean, I'm going to buy it back at the price I paid for it. I'm not going to pay it at, like, $50. I'm going to buy it at $20, which is, you know, what the value was when I spent it. But, yeah, of course I'd be willing to buy it back.
Right. Okay. Yeah, I was just curious what you would do in that case.
Cause yeah.
I'm sure you probably spent quite a few over the years.
It's been I haven't really been doing it so much since I moved up here, simply because I've been spending more Federal Reserve notes because I can stamp those with Free Talk Live, and that's something that's a little bit more important to me. So it's actually been a while since I've been in Florida.
You dropped some on a table when we went out for a sandwich one time, and you dropped some on the table then.
Oh, I constantly use them as tips, constantly. Yeah. But as far as buying things with them and that sort of thing, I haven't done that in a while. I haven't actually spent a silver Liberty in a while. I've been using the certificates to leave tips. Will, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
800-259-9231. Again, want to hear from you, your thoughts, your feelings on this. Is this going to strengthen your resolve to get active, maybe join the Free State Project? What are you going to do? Stop paying taxes? I think that's a good one.
Some of the comments here is, wow, I never saw, I have seen their commercials on TV. This is from people in Evansville. I've seen their commercials on TV and didn't realize they were based in Evansville. I wonder if the staff was taking all their pay in Liberty dollars or good old American greenbacks. You know, and this person clearly doesn't understand what the idea of an alternative currency is about. It doesn't mean that, you know, that they're only going to use their
right.
currency. It means
the power company doesn't take Liberty dollars.
It's an alternative.
Yeah.
And, of course, they were paying their staff in mostly greenbacks, if mm-hmm. not all greenbacks. I know they paid for their advertising with us in greenbacks. So,
right.
That's fine. But we've taken advertising in Liberty dollars before. So, another person says, it's not like you can use them at Target or anything. I don't know why anybody would
take them. I used them several times at Office Max down in Florida.
If you don't like it, take your fake money and move to Mexico. I'm sure they'll exchange it for pesos.
Retard.
Yep.
800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This isn't fake money. This is money that is more real than anything the federal government offers. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. Want to hear your thoughts on the Liberty Dollar raid, your liberty under attack by this federal government.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Up.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras, cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder. And locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go online and check out our huge selection of spy-related gear. Christmas is coming, so don't delay. Go to spyville.com. That is S-P-Y-V-I-L-L-E.com. Or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assure that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live, your show. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there for free. So enjoy those on us, including all kinds of great things like the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo. Prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. Shrine.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That is freestateproject.org. And I have to say, there is no more important time than now to consider joining the Free State Project. This is a revolutionary time. You have a federal government that is going and literally just stealing things from people. Whether it be, we've always known that taxes are theft, okay? Everybody in the liberty movement understands this. You know, and I don't think I really need to go and explain that right now. But if you don't understand, Colin will explain it to you. Taxes are theft. They're forced. You're forced to pay taxes. If you don't pay, you go to jail or you possibly get killed by the cops. Therefore, there's force involved. That's reprehensible. It's anti-freedom. So taxes on their own are disgusting enough. But now we have a situation in this country where the federal government has gotten so brazen in its violence that it has gone to medical marijuana dispensaries in California and literally just stolen their marijuana and stolen all the cash they had on hand as well and walked right out and didn't charge anybody with anything, and they just got to keep all that stuff. Now it's happened in a different venue. It's happened to the Liberty Dollar in Evansville, Indiana yesterday, having their offices raided, everything confiscated, the Ron Paul coppers, the Ron Paul Silver Liberties, everything that they had, their entire inventory stolen, their computers taken, bank accounts frozen. This is an outrageous assault on liberty. Of course, as Johnson pointed pointed out, it really is just the next logical step towards tyranny. So what are you going to do? Are you going to sit there and complain? Or are you going to take action? Are you going to withhold money from the federal government, as per my suggestion? I can't understand why anyone would continue voluntarily sending money to these thugs when it's very clear that they're just running roughshod over liberty. And it keeps getting worse. Are you going to join the Free State Project? How are you handling this? How do you feel about it? Let's first of all bring in Gardner Goldsmith, who is looking very concerned right now. Gardner.
Ian, thank you so much for letting me stop by tonight, Ian and Mark.
Well, you're the one who drove an hour and a half to get here, so thanks for coming out.
Guys, it's just an unbelievable day. You know, looking back in history in 1933 when Roosevelt and his administration took away the gold. 1975, they allowed gold to be legal again. This is clearly, what happened today is clearly an example of the curtain being pulled aside and us being given an opportunity to see just what the federal government is. It is
gang of thugs.
Exactly. It is force. They don't care about laws. They don't care about principles. They care about keeping their monopoly on power. And I cannot believe what happened to the folks involved with the Liberty Dollar.
It's pretty outrageous. We'll talk more with you. We've got phone calls backed up. People have been talking about this the entire show so far. Let's continue with those calls and go to Jeremy in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, guys. My phone okay tonight, I hope.
Sounds good so far.
I think it's a strong-arm robbery. I mean, who's ever at the bottom of this, if what you say isn't true, like if he was actually doing something illegal and selling more than he... than the company had or whatever there, then, you know, the federal government needs to be brought up on a strong-arm robbery charges.
Yeah, but how do you do that, man? How do you sue the government on criminal charges? They are criminals. They own the courts. They are the government. You can't do anything to them. They're untouchable.
Well, I know. It's just, you know, what is point break, though? I mean, I think it's an attack on the American people, especially the ones that, you know, and Ron Paul, since he broke records the other day, it's an attack on him.
Yeah, it's awfully coincidental timing, isn't it? I mean, Ron Paul campaign is gaining a lot of steam. The Liberty Dollar's been around for 9 years.
They're just
now they want to do this?
They're just very careful about the people they choose to attack. As long as they aren't in a very sizable number, as long as they're not in the public eye to a great extent, then it's no problem. We can come in. We can take your private property.
Right.
We can do anything we damn well please.
Encourage everyone out there that, you know, one last thing to encourage everyone out there is don't do nothing stupid because that's what they want to happen and stuff like that. They might even stage one themselves and then blame it on, you know, someone this or that.
You're right. That's a good suggestion. It's a good suggestion to remind people to keep a clear head, to not get distracted by this, to not go out and get violent. And we had a guy call in earlier, and Jeremy, thank you for the call. We had a gentleman call in earlier that said that he was thinking about that sort of thing. And I can understand the frustration. I can understand why people would go in that direction mentally. This is an outrage. It is frustrating. It is angering. And it's important to point out, and this has been talked about over at the NHFree.com forum today, with one of our listeners there, Coffee, suggested that he believes this is one of the things, one of their purposes here, beyond cashing in and taking all this gold and silver for themselves, the other purpose is to possibly goad someone into doing something violent and stupid. Which, of course, if they do that, then the federal government's going to retaliate 10 times as hardcore. And, I mean, if you do something violent and stupid, you're going to end up dead or in a jail cell. And I absolutely keep a cool head.
You know, Ian, two things. I don't know if you've already brought these things up yet. But one is, I think you're right. It's going to be very important for everybody to keep a very level head on this and to speak out and do things in a nonviolent way intellectually and through the media and through their friends. Second of all, if you look at what they did here, this goes to the core of the United States government, and a lot of the conspiracy theorists say that the U.S. government is involved with the bankers and so on, but the U.S. government cannot, whether they're involved with the bankers or not involved with the bankers, the government itself cannot allow private entities to begin issuing their own currency because that starts to show the fallacies behind the government currency that is worthless more and more each year,
right?
Because the other currency starts to grow and grow and grow.
We know the government hates competition.
Yeah.
Because their product sucks. Their product is forced on us at the point of a gun. That's what legal tender is all about. You're forced to use this awful product, which is backed by nothing, these greenbacks you have in your wallet, and they know their product is awful. So when somebody comes along saying, hey, I've got real currency here backed by real gold and silver. Here, use mine. Voluntarily. All of these transactions have been voluntary. People that go out and use the Liberty Dollar, they're not forcing anybody to take them. It's a choice. And now they're all, it's all been just, it's destroyed. They've taken everything. The federal government. Your loving government out there protecting you and protecting your freedoms, right? Oh, that's right. Government's here to protect life. Well, no, they destroyed the lives of Bernard von Nothaus and Sarah and the rest of the crew over at the Liberty Dollar headquarters.
Yeah.
Protect liberty? Nope. I don't think you could argue that they're protecting anybody's liberty here. Protecting the pursuit of happiness? Well, Bernard was pursuing happiness.
He didn't sound happy today when I talked to him.
No, I don't imagine he was happy.
He sounded the opposite of happy.
So you got to talk to him, huh, Mark? Because Mark and I was in touch with you guys this morning about this, and Mark and I spoke on by the phone, and you were able to talk with him.
I did, briefly.
Very briefly. Mark, he wasn't quite in the mood to come on the radio today.
I can imagine. Yeah. It's just unbelievable. I'd love to get him on my show. But, Ian, I was thinking today when Mark and I were traveling down to Vegas in July.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had a great trip down stuff and a great trip back. And I was thinking on the trip back, Mark and I were traveling together. We went separate on the way down. And I was thinking, gee, you know, if I had my Liberty Dollar around my neck, you know, one of my Liberty Dollars, would they take that away? Would they put me through the metal detector? And I say, oh, well, no, you can't have that. That's my property. You know, what federal, what possible reason can they have to take this property from these individuals who aren't harming anyone?
Well, we don't know what their excuse is because the feds aren't talking. They're referring all inquiries to, I think, their North Carolina office for whatever reason, and they're not saying anything. So they haven't even bothered to give an excuse. They didn't bother to arrest anybody. No one has been charged with anything. So it's the same thing that goes on with the medical marijuana dispensaries. They just waltz right in. The reason is they are armed and they know it, and they can do whatever the hell they want to do. They know they can get away with it. So they just take things. Take, just like a gang of criminals. Really, that's what we're talking about here. I challenge anybody to say anything different about the federal government.
There is no better time to be tuned into guys like you guys than tonight. This is so important.
800-259-9231. Want to hear your thoughts, and what are you going to do? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look. What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, H-E-B grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free, so enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system with over 300,000 posts. Lots to talk about there. Serious issues, fun stuff as well. All there at bbs.freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live's website completely on the house. So if you want to help support the show, then you might want to go and amp Free Talk Live. Become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll find that it's a very simple program. Essentially, it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is we take that $3 in and we pool it together with the rest of everybody else who's contributed $3, and it all goes to promoting Free Talk Live, to getting the show on as many radio stations as possible, to spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible and as fast as possible. I mean, there's no more important time for this message to be hitting the ears of Americans. So if you want to be a part of helping that happen, amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to perks like the amp-only call-in line, chat room, forum, and more. The details, again, at amp.freetalklive.com. We've been on one topic for almost 2 hours tonight, and it's worthy of it. What happened in the last 24 hours or the last 48 hours has been absolutely outrageous. We did not know about it last night. It happened yesterday morning. We've got the word early this morning. Pretty much all day has been spent double-checking people trying to verify that this wasn't a hoax. People were concerned that up front somebody had hacked into the Liberty Dollars, maybe their database, gotten a hold of their email list and sent out a hoax email, because the news was pretty shocking. And that is that the Liberty Dollar, America's number one private alternative currency, actually backed by gold and silver, has had their offices raided, had their business shut down, their bank accounts frozen, their inventory stolen, all by the federal government.
Which, of course, is not sanctioned to do anything like that, and is not sanctioned to have a monopoly or give a monopoly up on the coinage of money. The Congress is given the power to coin money and fix the value thereof. That doesn't mean that private banks aren't allowed to coin their own money or hand out currency, specie currency, to give out specie currency backed by whatever reserves they have. It's really unbelievable. They had private banks that did this for decades in the United States in the 1800s. And all of a sudden, with the Federal Reserve, they've been given a monopoly on this. Certain interests have been given a monopoly, and we can't seem to get any opportunity for private citizens to get that ability back.
Right. Somebody goes out, Bernard von Nothaus, the creator of the Liberty Dollar, actually spends his time, his money, investing into an alternative private currency, ran it successfully for almost a decade, and now it all comes crumbling apart when the feds show up with their goon squad and their guns and their threats and literally just have stolen this man's livelihood and this man's wonderful project away from him, a project that has been instrumental in bringing people, average Americans like me, into understanding what real value-backed currency was. I'll be straight up with you. I didn't know much about it before encountering the Liberty Dollar. It was because of the Liberty Dollar that I went and actually took the time to learn more about gold and silver backing the dollar. When I joined the Liberty Dollar as an associate, they sent me a great book, which was, Mark, you had a chance to read this book. It was wonderful, full of information, the history of money, the history of gold and silver backing, and really just educational, and that's what the purpose of the Liberty Dollar is. Besides being an alternative currency, it was also an educational outreach sort of a concept.
That's right. And, a lot of times if people are listening to talk radio, they hear various commercials for this gold trader or that gold trader. And this is not taking anything away from those particular traders who are advertising on radio. There are great folks out there. But this was a different animal. This was a different creature. This was something that was a real attempt to provide value to people, to provide a way that they could store up and save up the work that they invest each day into their lives so that that work isn't slowly eroded by political forces in Washington, D.C. And this is one of the problems that what is happening now is a direct descendant, folks. What you saw happen to over the past 24 hours, what you saw happen is a direct descendant of Alexander Hamilton and the central banking forces of the United States government, like him, like all the other folks, like Henry Clay, like Abraham Lincoln, and the forces who oppose them are people like Thomas Jefferson, people like Andrew Jackson, and others like Murray Rothbard and Ludwig von Mises and Ayn Rand and all of the heroes of liberty who have stood up for individual initiative and the power of you to be able to hold on to the work that you invest in your life.
Because that's what the Liberty Dollar is also good for, because it's real silver, real value-backed currency. As the government continues printing out money and inflating the money supply, it doesn't affect you. If you've got Liberty Dollars, the government can print all the money they want, and your Liberty Dollars will never they won't be subject to that inflation tax. They won't be subject to the subtle stealing of your savings, which is essentially what inflation is. In case you don't know, if you've got money and you stick it in a savings account or you stick it under your mattress, and then the federal government goes and prints out a whole bunch more money, all of a sudden your Federal Reserve notes are worth less than they were before. The Liberty Dollar is not subject to that because it's alternative. It's private. It's real money, really backed by gold and silver, where these greenbacks aren't backed by absolute. They're backed by nothing. They're backed by nothing.
Bunch
so they don't like that. They don't like the fact that people could actually keep their savings. They like to be able to steal your money from you. They like being able to print out money. And the idea that people would be using the Liberty Dollar threatens their monopoly, and they're willing to use force to take out any competition.
Yeah.
It's despicable.
It is, absolutely. And it's absolutely wrong. If I want to use gold and silver to buy things, I should be able to do that. Isn't that part of being an American in a free country?
No, you don't live in a free country. And if you thought you lived in a free country, you should know better by now.
You know,
this is not a free country.
You guys, I'm reminded of the YouTube video I was just watching a little while ago of Aaron Russo. Aaron Russo, one of his last interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And, he talks about how Americans are living in the matrix. They don't understand.
Totally.
They don't understand. They believe in democracy. That's an absolutely devilish term to anybody who believes in individual liberty. Democracy has nothing to do with individual freedom. It's couched in all these fuzzy feelings of your politically correct government schools and politicians and media people.
And, essentially your rights are dependent on the opinions of the majority.
Yeah.
And largely the majority cares a great deal about Britney Spears and what kind of car they drive.
Exactly.
They care very little about personal liberties.
Yeah.
You can pretty much tell them anything, and they'll believe it.
And, thanks to you guys, we got in touch with Terry Goodkind's publicist, and we're going to have him on the show on Monday, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Terry Goodkind is an objectivist, and this guy has some statements that have been attributed to him that are just phenomenal statements. So, and I I don't really think of it this way often with a lot of people, but I think he hits it on the mark. Many, many people out there are just average sort of or below average people who will feel very comfortable in pulling the achievers down.
Sure.
And what you get with the government, it caters to those people, to the lowest common denominator.
They've been trained in government schools to think that rich people are bad.
Right.
You know, you shouldn't have money. Money's the root of all evil and all this other nonsense. We should go to the phones, though, because people still want to talk about this Liberty Dollar thing. Let's talk to Manuel in New York. Manuel, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Yeah, I started using the Liberty Dollar about 3-4 years ago, and my mechanic used to take them, so it was really cool. I used to get oil changes and, you know, brake jobs and things like that, and this morning I got the email message, and I really thought it was spam at first. I couldn't believe it. I was about to put it in my the junk mail folder, and I read it, and I was like, can this really be true? You know, and then during the day I realized, well, I think this is actually has happened, and then later tonight I confirmed it, so... This is just terrible.
Welcome to the police state of America.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, I mean, it's one of those things that it almost leaves you speechless.
Yeah, it's really, really is shocking.
Yeah, and this is what the federal government, they just love their, you know, their raiding and confiscating money, gold, drugs, houses, eminent domain, whatever it is, they just love to take
it. Sure. I mean, what awesome power do they have? I mean, they can go and take people's things and have no consequences, suffer no consequences for it. Nobody can get away with this except for government people.
That's right. When you own all the courts and all the cops, it's just, I mean, whatever justice comes out of that, it's just a play. I mean, all these politicians would be on television and making us laugh, not cry.
As somebody who's been involved with the Liberty Dollar for 3 or 4 years, Manuel, I mean, has this helped you resolve to do anything differently? What are you going to do on into the future here as a result of this?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't want to pay taxes, you know. I'm trying to avoid it, so I think I might actually, you know, look into that, you know, a little more actively as much as I can. And it's just you be more outspoken, you know, I'm in the Free State Project, so I want to try to get to New Hampshire as soon as possible. Things like that.
Absolutely. That's what we've got to do. We've got to get people who love liberty together in the same place to make a stand in what is being called the Second American Revolution. There's no better time than now to take action. And if you can't leave where you are, if you can't, for whatever reason, join the Free State Project, consider becoming a friend of the Free State Project. Join Free Talk Live's Amplifier program. Contribute to the Ron Paul campaign. Do whatever you can from where you are to help advance liberty and spread the message of freedom, because, boy, do we need it more so than ever in this country. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 3 is coming up.
Let's face it. The political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans. Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.